So let's review. We continue the Mishnah from the previous daf. Nitmis minchasa, actually kitsha bikli, harehi kakala manachis, v'tifta. If the mechasaita became tame before it was transferred into a kli sharis, it is redeemed as our own menachis in this situation because it did not yet attain kedusha saguf. Ve'emisha kitsha bikli, harehi kakala manachis, v'tisarif. If the mincha became tame after it was transferred into a kli sharis, it cannot be redeemed because it did attain kedusha saguf. Therefore, it must be burned beveis hadeshin on the fire designated for pesulei hamikdashin. The Mishnah continues, ve'elu sheminchaisei nisrafis. In the following cases, the mincha saita must be burned beveis hadeshin, even though it did not become tamei. Ha'imeres tamei anilach, if the saita confesses. V'shabol edim shi tamei, if two witnesses testify that she is guilty. V'ha'imeres eini sheisa, if the saita refuses to drink the mayim ha'marim. V'shabayla ain't a right to lahashkaisa, if her husband does not want her to drink. V'shabayla ba'ala baderach, if it was discovered that she and her husband had relations while they were en route to undergo the saita process. In all these cases, the mincha is burned and cannot be redeemed because the remainder of the saita process was cancelled after it attained kedusha saguf. The Mishnah continues, Bas Yisrael shenisses l'koyin minchasa nisrafes. If the saita was a Bas Yisrael married to a koyin, the mincha is burned even if it was kosher. For kehenes chenises li Yisrael minchasa nechalas. If she was a bas kohen, married a Yisrael, the mincha is eaten by the kahanim. As the Gemara explains, kehenes chenises li Yisrael minchasa nechalas, because the pasuk states, v'chol minchas kohen kol tia lo yisaychel, kohen v'lo kehenes. Only the mincha of a kohen is completely burned on the mizbeach, but the mincha of a Yisrael, and even of a kohen's daughter, is a regular mincha which has the kaimets removed and burned on the mizbeach, while the shirayim, the leftovers, are eaten by the kahanim. However, bas Yisrael shenisses l'kayin minchasa nisrafes. In the mincha of an eishes kayin, a kayin's wife, the shirayim may not be eaten and are burned separately because, as the Brice elaborates, the kaimets is certainly burned on the mizbeach, because both the minchas kayin and minchas Yisrael require the minimal kaimets. The question is only, what is to be done with the shirayim? Ein minchasa nechalas, memnei sheyesh lo chelek ba. The shirayim may not be eaten as a minchas Yisrael because the kohen owns a shear in his wife's mincha, which requires kalul. Ve'ena oyle kalul memnei sheyesh lo chelek ba. The shirayim may not be burned together with the kohenets on the mizbeach as a minchas kohen because the eishes kohen who is not a kohen owns a shear in the mincha as well, and is prohibited to burn shirayim on the mizbeach because the pasuk states, ki kol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu ish l'Hashem. The words mimenu isha teach, when part of a carbon was burned on the mizbeach, the remainder of that carbon, which is designated for achila, may not be burned on the mizbeach. Therefore, one may not burn the meat of a carbon behema, which is meant to be eaten, or the shirayim of a mincha on the mizbeach, since the chelev of the behema and the kaimets of the mincha were already burned on the mizbeach. If so, what is to be done with the mincha of the eishes kohen? The Gemara offers two possible solutions. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the Rech Nichaichi Atamala Avalatamaleu Lishum Eitzim, the Isra of Baal Taktir is only when the Shirayim are intended to be burnt as a carbon, but there is no Isra if the Shirayim are intended to be burnt as firewood. Therefore, the solution is HaKoimetz Karav Ba'atzmai, V'HaShirayim Kraven Ba'atzman. The Koimetz and then the Shirayim are burnt separately on the Mizbeach, and there is no concern for Baal Taktiru, because the Masik Lahu Lishum Eitzim. The kohen has in mind that the part of the shirayim that belongs to the kohen shall be burnt as a mechas kohen, and the part that belongs to the kohen's wife shall be burnt as firewood. And according to the chacham who hold that the isra bal taktiru does apply even if it is l'shem eitzim, the solution is hakoimetz karav ba'atzmai, v'ashirayim mispazrim al beis hadeshen. Only the kohenetz is burned on the mizbeach, and the shirayim are scattered on the fire designated for psuli hamikdashin. The Mishnah continues, Ma bein kohen l'kohenes. The following are the distinctions between a kohen and a kohen's daughter. Minchas kohenes necheles, or minchas kohen ein necheles. The mincha of a kohenes is eaten, while the mincha of a kohen may not be eaten, as was explained earlier, because the pasuk states, v'chol minchas kohen kol tia lo yisaychel kohen v'lo kohenes. Kohenes mischaleles, v'kohen ein mischalel. A kohenes who marries illegitimately becomes a chalala and is disqualified to eat truma, while a kohen who marries illegitimately does not become a chal and may continue to eat truma, because the pasuk states, "V'lo yichal zar ba'amav, Zara mischal v'hu ein mischal. As Rashi explains, the word yichal is written with two lamas to teach that both the kohen's wife and child become halalim through this forbidden marriage. And the word zara excludes that the kohen, however, does not become chal. Kohenis mitama lameisim. V'ein kohen mitama lameisim. A kohenis may become tamei to ene meis, while a kohen may not become tamei to a meis who is not his close relative, because the pasuk of Tumas Mes states, emor ala kahana b'nei Aharon, b'nei Aharon v'le b'nei Aharon. The word b'nei excludes a kohen's daughter. Kohen oichel b'kadosh kadoshim, v'ein kohenis oichel as b'kadosh kadoshim. Only a male kohen may eat from karbanos that are kadosh kadoshim, but a kohenis may not eat kadosh kadoshim because the pasuk regarding kadosh kadoshim specifies kol zachar b'vnei Aharon yechlena. The Mishnah continues, ma bein ish le'isha. The following are halachic distinctions between a man and a woman. Ha'ish pireya u'pirim vein le'isha paras u'paramas. A man who becomes a mitzera lets his hair grow and wears torn clothing, while a woman, a mitzeras, does not, because she is excluded by the pasuk ish tzerua hu tamehu. Ha'ish mader es b'nei b'nazir vein le'isha mader es b'nei b'nazir. A man can impose nazirus on his minor son, but a woman cannot, because halacha hi b'nazir, the halacha l'mesha Messina specifies a father only. Ha'ish megalech al nazirus aviv vein le'isha megalachas al nazirus aviyah. A man whose father was a nazir and died may use his father's nazirus money for his own obligation if they were stumen. However, a woman may not, because halacha hi b'nazir. Ha'ish mekadosh es bita vein le'isha mekadosh es bita. A man can accept kiddushin for his daughter who is not yet a begeris, 12 and a half years old, but a woman cannot, because the pasuk states regarding mitzi shemra, es biti nesati l'ish hazeh. As Rashi explains, the avia nitlis nesinasa, the authority to give his daughter in marriage was given to the father, but not to the mother. Ha'ish mecheres bitoi, vein isha mecheres es bita. The father can sell his daughter as an ama avria, a Jewish maidservant, but the mother cannot, because the pasuk specifies kiyim ker ish es bitoi la'ama. Ha'ish niskal arim. A man is stoned in a state of undress, but a woman is stoned only dressed, because the pasuk states, "V'ragmu oisai kala eda, oisai b'lei chesusai, v'loi oisa b'lei chesusa." Ha'ish nitla, v'ein ha'isha nitlas. A man is hanged, but a woman is not hanged, because the pasuk specifies, "V'asalisa oisai aleitz, oisai v'loi oisa." Ha'ish nimkar b'gnei vasai, v'ein ha'isha nimkar b'gnei vasa. A man who stole and cannot repay is sold as a slave, but a woman is not, because the pasuk specifies v'nimkar b'gnei vasai v'lo b'gnei vasa. Hanulach perk hayinaitel. We have Baruch Hashem completed the third perk of Masechta Saita, and then we'll continue with the fourth perk Arusa in the next daf be'ezras Hashem.